The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep on his right hand and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, 'Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it for me.' Then he will say to those at his left hand, 'You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you did not welcome me. Naked and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison and you did not visit me.' Then they also will answer, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you?' Then he will answer them, 'Truly, I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.' And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. I hope you're well. It's really lovely to be with you on this first really cold Sunday of the winter, and it's my first morning for scraping the frost on the windscreen this morning. I don't know if it's yours. I've had a strong burden over the last few weeks in these closing weeks of the church's year before we begin the story again at Advent next week. I've had a strong burden to teach the congregations I've been meeting the Lord's Prayer. Now that might seem a strange thing, because I hear you thinking, the gift bishops have, to see the thought bubbles over people's heads. I hear you thinking, but surely we know the Lord's Prayer. We learnt it as children, did we not? And we've been saying it since. Well, looking around the congregation today, I think that is probably true. Most of us did learn the Lord's Prayer when we were quite small. I remember learning it as a small boy, kneeling beside my bed, saying the lines one at a time after my mum. It is a sobering fact, though, that the generation growing up today probably does not learn the Lord's Prayer in that way, and that for the first time in England for maybe 800 or 900 years, we have a generation growing up which does not know these words by heart from childhood. And perhaps we have a generation who did learn them as children, but who no longer are aware of all that they mean. The Lord's Prayer we learn as children. We say in public worship, most services we are part of. For many of us here, this will be the last prayer we pray on our deathbed, I would think, if we're able to be aware. But we forget some of what the words mean. So I wonder if I might offer you this morning, as we explore Christ the King, this is the prayer of the kingdom and the prayer the King gives us. I wonder if I might offer you 7 reasons why you should say this prayer each day and allow the prayer the King gives to us to shape our lives. 7 reasons why we should pray this prayer each day and understand it. The first reason is because it will remind you every day of who you are, of your identity. We live in a world which is profoundly unsure of identity, which is asking questions all the time of what it means to be human, and which doesn't really know. To say, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name," is to remind yourself each day that you are made in the image of God, to be in relationship with God, that your relationship with your Creator is as a child to a parent, that you are deeply loved, that you are part of a family and community, because we say, "Our Father, not my Father." And that there is a dimension to life which is beyond what we can see and experience in this life. To say this prayer is to remember who you are. Second, pray this prayer because it would show you how to live in an imperfect world. It will show you how to live in an imperfect world. We're taught to pray, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." This is a prayer which tells us that the world is not as God intends it to be. We have to live in an imperfect world. Christ has come, and his ministry of the kingdom has been begun. But it is not yet complete. And one day, Christ will return, and all will be as God intends it to be. But we are called to live in the time of the now, but not yet, when we see in part, but not yet fully, when we do not understand, but we accept by faith that God is healing and mending this imperfect creation. And we are called to live in a world which is imperfect. Our gospel reading unfolds for us part of meant to live in that imperfect world. To feed the hungry, to offer drink to the thirsty, to welcome the stranger, to clothe the naked, to visit those in prison, and so on. We are to join in God's great work of establishing the kingdom. But it is important to remember each day that we live in an imperfect world, lest we slip on the one hand into idealism and imagine all is really well when it is not, or into cynicism and despair, and we give up on this life. Pray the prayer said every day, because it will give you the greatest gift. And that is, this prayer will teach you to live with just enough for today. The secret of contentment and happiness and joy. Every hour of every day, you and I are bombarded with advertising. Every time we look at a screen, every time we ride on a bus or a tube, every time we walk to the shops, we live in an atmosphere of messages coming at us. And those messages have one purpose, which is to teach us to want more and to be discontent with what we have. Jesus offers us a prayer in which we are called to pray, give us this day our daily bread. Give us today only what we need for today. Give us today just enough, and help us to be content with that. And in that contentment lies joy. And if there is a season of the year when we will be disturbed even more than normal with desires for new things which make us happy, it is this next few weeks. We need to learn to be content. Fourth, pray this prayer if you will, because it will teach you to live with your own imperfections. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins. It's a vital part of health to remember every day that we are not perfect. That we say things and think things and do things which fall short. And that is a normal part of the human condition. When we do that daily, we can come to God for forgiveness because of Jesus, who gives us this beautiful prayer. Many of us find it hard to live with imperfection and to fall short. For some, that is life's greatest challenge. The prayer helps us daily to do that. Fifth, pray this prayer each day because it will make you an agent of reconciliation in a fragmented and divided world. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Our world is fragmented, and that fragmentation affects families and marriages and households and friendships and communities in countless different ways. Jesus gives to his people and to anyone who will take this prayer seriously a means to overcome that fragmentation of dealing with hurt and wrong between us. And that is simply to forgive as we have been forgiven. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Say the prayer daily for a sixth reason. Because it will help you live with resilience in a difficult and demanding world. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We will have difficult experiences in our lives. We need to have also the inner strength to live through them, to live well through them, to overcome them, and to retain our joy in the midst of that difficulty. The Lord's Prayer gives us a framework to seek that strength and that hope. And seventh, pray this prayer each day because it will remind you of the end of the story. And that is particularly helpful today as you remember Christ the King and as we enter the season of Advent. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The goal and the purpose of our lives is beyond what we experience on this earth and in this time. In this world, the goal of our lives is to live our lives to the glory of God. And that life lived to the glory of God endures through the ministry and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ to life eternal and to the hope of eternity when all shall be made right and all things shall be well. From the midst of our imperfections and our struggles and our difficulties and our joys, we pray this prayer each day and we remember what the end of the story will be. We celebrate this day that Christ is King. And we remember that Christ the King gives us the prayer of the kingdom. Pray it each day as one of the greatest gifts of Christian faith. To remember who you are, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. To give you strength to live in an imperfect world, to find the secret of contentment, just enough for today. To learn to live with your imperfections, to be an agent of reconciliation, to build inner strength, to live in an imperfect world, and to understand the end of the story. May Christ give us grace to say this prayer, to be shaped by it, and in our turn, to teach it to others. Amen.